Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Quick check, what's in your cup right now?
Coffee.
What? Hot or cold?
Cold. Cold brew always.
Really?
Oh, always.
Are you a cold brew year-round?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if it's cold out, add extra ice.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm 100% serious. Because hot drinks, you have to wait an hour for it to cool off a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the exact opposite. Hot coffee year-round. It could be 110. Give me hot coffee.
Ew. Yuck.
Yes.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Okay, well, let me tell you why this is a good idea. Maybe you need to go warm up that coffee because there was a study out of San Diego. It says, especially heading into the winter months, it is a good thing to have warm coffee because they found that people who tend to drink warm drinks in the colder months have less issues with depression and insomnia.
Yes, because I'm going to believe a study out of San Diego when it comes to winter.
Well, I mean, San Diego's winter is pretty much our winter.
It is not the same. If it was a study done in, let's say, Wisconsin or Minnesota, sure.
Okay, our cold months are like in the 60s, like this morning.
Yes.
Are you feeling depressed with your cold brew
over
there?
Where we're still wearing shorts. No.
You know what's funny, though? I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm going to ask him what he's drinking. And before long, I'm going to know because he's probably going to spill it.
I'm holding on two hands today.
Can you put a lid on it? Can we get a sippy cup over here?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I consider myself thrifty. My husband would say I'm cheap. So I am so intrigued to find your new electricity hack where I can save some money.
Check this out. Let me tell you about Phantom Energy right now. This is your appliances.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
These are all the appliances that you leave plugged in when you're not using them.
Okay.
You know what appliance uses the most, I guess, would you say energy, kilowatts, whatever it is while you're not using it?
The refrigerator.
Incorrect. Your microwave.
Really?
It uses about 4 watts an hour that adds up to roughly 35 kilowatt hours a year. Now, let me put that in English for you.
Thank you. Can you put it in English for you, too?
As I read it verbatim. That will cost you about $440 annually just by leaving that plugged in.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is it the little clock? Is that it's taking up so much energy?
I don't know, because I would think, well, if it's not in use, like I walk around the house and we have, you know, ceiling fans that may have been left on or lights from the kids.
Are
and
you
it's
like, that dad?
Turn off. Who touched the thermostat? I'm turning into that dad. But if for me, unplugging the microwave, it's not really that accessible from where the outlet is and where our microwave is. It doesn't make sense for me to unplug it every single day because I'd have to like take the microwave out. I'd have to unplug it. It would be a whole thing.
Yeah. Ours is the like cabinet above our microwave is where it plugs in. So I'd have to get like a step stool. But for $400.
Something to think about,
I might leave the step stool out and have to deal with the flashing clock because that would drive me crazy.
The microwave's the biggest one, and then they said other appliances that you don't use. So maybe walk around the kitchen today, start unplugging some stuff. But you know what? I would start doing that, and then I'd get upset when I go to turn something on, and it's unplugged. I'm like, who unplugged that?
No, you would unplug, like, the refrigerator and go back, and all your food was wasted.
Why is the cheese warm?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We've been out of the dating scene for a while, but this might be kind of interesting. What would be your go-to drink option on a first date? Remember, you're trying to impress this person.
To be honest, I'd probably just start with water.
Yeah, actually, you probably would. Tinder did a new survey. 57% of people say they have at least one alcoholic drink while they're on a date. And they have compiled a list of the top 10 go-to drinks for a first date. Do you want to take a guess at number one?
Let's say like a white wine.
Okay, that was number three, a glass of wine.
That was three. Okay, if I say beer, does it have to be generic or can I just say beer?
You can say beer. It's not even in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, which I find a little surprising.
Then I guess they're ordering, what is it, mixed drinks probably?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's number two? Give me two.
Number two is pretty shocking. A shot of something.
On a first date?
That's a no-go. That's a red flag.
Okay, what's number one?
Number one, a margarita.
on a first date, that sounds too like relaxed. That's a chillin', hanging out drink.
That's a first date at Chili's.
Yeah, 2 for $20. So a margarita, a shot, wine. Wrap up the top five. What are
okay,
four and five?
Number five, a mimosa. Maybe if it was a brunch date. Okay. I'm not ordering a mimosa at dinner. Number four, a martini. I could see that. You're trying to look classy.
Martini makes the most sense.
Number six, a pina colada. I'm sorry. I go on a date and a dude orders a pina colada. I'm sorry, Jimmy Buffett. There will not be a second date.
That ain't going to be your boyfriend. That's going to be your new bestie.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio. Try and get you the best advice, just like Ryan did, not his real name. Here's what Ryan sent us. Can you two be our real-life Judge Judy? I like this already. My roommate and I are fighting over his rude behavior. My roommate, let's call him Jake, just changed his hours at work, so he goes in very early. Before he leaves... when he leaves, I'm usually asleep. Although I've been waking up lately when he leaves because he makes a protein shake in the blender every morning. I've tried to talk to him about his loud morning routine. He doesn't seem to care. His answer is always, it's my house too. Who do you guys think is the rude one?
It's his house too. It is. It ain't Jake's fault. He's got things
gotta
he's got to do.
Got to get his gains.
Things he's got to do, things he's got to make. The protein shake isn't one of those things you can make the night before and throw it in the fridge.
True.
So, I don't know. If you want to be a little courteous, maybe try to go to the furthest side of the apartment or whatever it is that you live in and
right.
Try to do that there. Or if there's outlets on the outside, you know, sometimes there's like outlets in like the exterior wall.
You're going to make Jake go outside and make a protein shake?
Now
he's waking up the neighbors.
There you go. That's probably not the nicest thing.
No, I think he's going to have even more problems.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. One, yeah, what is the layout of your house? Is there somewhere that's like comparable, like, you know, probably not using the outlet right next to your bedroom? Where is Jake going? Is Jake going straight to work? Could he make the shake at work? Is he going to the gym? You know, is there a compromise? That's what I would look for. And if there's not, then you know what, Ryan? Maybe you need to start having some protein shakes too when you get home late at night. And maybe Jake's asleep, so Jake gets a taste of his own medicine.
Or earplugs.
Yeah, that's way too nice. I always take the toxic route.
I know you do.
All right, do you have some advice for Ryan and Jake? Who is the rude roommate and... is there a solution for them? You can weigh in now with the DM Dilemma at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. A rude roommate or is he justified? Today's DM Dilemma, Ryan, not his real name, asked us to be Judge Judy. So order in the court. Here's what's going down. His roommate, Jake, has a new job. Changed his hours. He works very early now. Jake starts his morning by making a protein shake in the blender. This is while Ryan is still asleep. He's had conversations with Jake, and Jake said, sorry about it. It's my house, too. This is part of my morning routine. Who's the rude roommate here?
There's a lot of people coming to Ryan's defense on Facebook by saying, you know, have Jake buy the bottle shaker. Much quieter. Have you ever tried to make a blended shake with the bottle shaker?
No, you could do it if it's water.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. No, but if he's doing like the full ice and stuff, I don't know if that's going to be an option. Mm-hmm. You need the blender. Lainey and Highland, who's in the wrong? Jake the shake maker or Ryan the sleepy roommate?
I think the shake maker. I think he can definitely use the shaker cup in the morning and be considerate and then do the shake in the machine for lunch and dinner.
I didn't consider the shaker cup.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have to have ice. It doesn't have to be a blended smoothie.
Cold water. There you go.
But why is it his fault that his schedule got changed and now he has to sacrifice his shake making because he has to get up earlier?
No, it's not his fault, but he should be considerate. He lives with this other guy or girl, whoever it is. So, I mean, you know, he's got to keep up a good relationship because then how about if that other person starts trying to get back at him in other ways?
That's what I say, Ryan. Start some late night blending. Who wants a margarita? Daiquiris. Jennifer and Menifee, what are your thoughts on the DM Dilemma?
So I understand where the guy's coming from. He might be a little bit annoyed, but if you do have a roommate, you just kind of got to compromise. But a really good suggestion that really worked for me is if you live with roommates or loud people, just get a sound machine. It's super cheap off Amazon. And then it literally drowns out all the noise. If you had a roommate who had a baby that was crying, you literally wouldn't hear it. The sound machine will drown out that protein shake getting blended in the morning or whatever other sounds are being made in the morning.
That's a great compromise. You can keep the friendship, he can keep his protein shake, and you still get to sleep.
Yes.
951 has another suggestion here. They said, if you've ever been to Jamba Juice, they have noise-canceling equipment for their blenders.
Yes, they do.
Maybe it's time to get Jake a new blender. Sounds very expensive.
How much counter space do you have, too? Those things are huge.
I don't know if that is the best advice.
I do like the sound machine idea, though.
I told you, we got one here in the bathroom. It's very relaxing.
Did I tell you I can hear it from my bathroom?
Lucky you.
And I'm so relaxed.
Melody, what do you think about the DM dilemma, this roommate drama? Ryan, not his real name, says that his roommate Jake has new hours, so he gets up really early and has to make a protein shake in the blender every morning, despite Ryan being asleep. Do you think that's fair?
Well, I kind of have the same kind of scenario. I had some roommates that worked different hours than I did back in the day, and they would open and close their bedroom door a million times, like going to the bathroom, going to the room, going to the bathroom. You kind of just have to tone it out. I mean, I know it's hard, and I am crazy annoyed with sound, but you just have to tone it out. It's what happens when you have roommates.
Okay, so maybe Ryan just needs to suck it up. Sean in Redlands, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
They actually do make blender bottles that you can take in your car. I bought one for my fiance's mom one time because she does protein shakes early in the morning, too. They actually have it where you can just put it all together and you plug it in your car, or if you charge it beforehand, you can actually make your individual protein shakes in those bottles, and they're easy to clean.
Yeah, I guess put it all in the cup and then get in the car and blend it then, right?
Yeah, you pre-mix it all together, and then it's got its own blender inside. You just set it in your cup holder, and it blends in the car for you, and then you can drink it on the way to work.
You better make sure that lid's on tight.
Maybe sleepy Ryan should get up and maybe be a little active with Jake here. Go to the gym together.
Oh, we don't know what time Jake's getting up. What if Jake is getting up at 2 a.m. and now Ryan's got to get up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, but I just got off work. So it's kind of hard for like me with, you know, people making noise in the house. I got to try to sleep through it during the day. It's not easy, but, you know, every little bit helps if you try to keep it quiet.
What do you do with your noisy roommate, Banks?
Yeah, that dude needs to be quiet. Waking me up all the time.
8 months old, what do you get a sound machine to?
We got the sound machine. I'm not kidding. Yeah, the sound machine does wonders.
I think that might be the solution. Somebody even texted in from the 909 and said, get the Rain Sound app. It's free.
There you go. DM dilemma solved.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.